In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Phase 0 season 2 episode 28 starts now. Welcome to the last pre-Comic-Con show. It's officially preview night, depending on when you're listening to this, but by the time it's available, it's preview night in San Diego, baby. Woo! I'm your host, Brandon Davis, joined today by Aaron Perrin.
What's going on, guys? It's the week! It's finally here!
It's here, and we're gonna make it through. Jenna Anderson is here!
Hey, everybody. That is definitely the vibe. Just making it through. I can't believe we're here.
Yeah. God, if we wanted it so bad when it was taken away, and now it's here, and I'm looking at my schedule for interviews, and I'm like, I am gonna die. Adam Barnhart is here.
Hello, Internet. It's the 1 week a year. I'm absolutely excited to sit in front of a computer for 72 straight hours.
Oh, yeah. Also, shout out to everybody watching live who gets to enjoy Adam Barnhart's shirt selection, making Wilson Fisk in the Hawkeye finale
proud. San Diego, man. So here's the deal, all right? March, April-ish to October, nothing but floral print shirts. October to March, nothing but flannel. Those are the two styles of shirts I have. If you don't like it, you know, you don't like it. I don't know what to tell
you. I love it.
Personally, I love it, too. I love it, too.
I'm wearing a shirt just like that one. It's going to have red flowers on it, though. On one of the days of Comic-Con. I don't know which one yet.
I've been on the hunt for Cletus Cassidy's red shirt. You know what I'm talking about?
I saw one that was super similar when I was like hunting at like a vintage thing a couple weekends ago. Like I literally had to pull up the photo. It was like close enough to the print, but not exactly. And if it had been exactly the same, I would have bought it on the spot.
I step in TJ Maxx every Tuesday being like, today's the day. Alas, not yet. It's been a full year too. Yeah. So
I haven't even packed yet.
Oh,
have fun.
Oh my God.
I am anyway, so sorry.
Well, this is a preview show where we are going to talk about everything that might be coming from Marvel at San Diego Comic-Con, what we think of it, what we want, what we don't think we're going to get. And the next time you hear from us after this show, it'll be the first ever all in person. Jenna, Aaron, Jamie Drack, and myself will be together in the studio at San Diego Comic-Con talking about the Hall H panel, the mega panel. It's not just a panel. It's an MEGA panel. So, whatever that means, I think it's going to be hot. We have a lot to talk about. Basically, that's this whole show. We're talking about Comic-Con, what we think we're going to see. Can we spoil it in advance? Also, one thing we haven't talked about on the show is there is a Marvel animation panel, Marvel Studios animation panel on Friday. I'll tell you right now, I know we're getting exclusive looks. X-Men 97, What If Season 2, there's another show. Oh, Marvel Zombies.
Yeah.
Yep, Marvel Zombies is headed there. Also, I bet we get some casting for Spider-Man freshman year. I bet it won't be Tom Holland. And we'll get some news about that. And then, I mean, not much to say about animation. I'll open it up. We'll get to this before we get to the live-action stuff. But Marvel Animation is largely unproven for me. So I don't have too much to say here. Anybody else want to talk about what we may or may not see, what we want to see on that front?
I kind of want to see what they have for What If Season 2, because they, when we interviewed the creative team, they said they asked about certain things that were like coming out the same year that they couldn't touch. Like they said that they couldn't do anything with Shang-Chi. Like we said some of the Eternals, and there was like a frenzied like look back and forth, and then they didn't say anything. So I'm wondering how much of the Phase 4 stuff is going to make it into the second season of it. Also, they got nominated for Emmy. Huh?
Shang-Chi is going to be in Season 2 of What If.
Oh.
You can bet you I'll bet on that. What were you gonna say, Aaron?
I was just like, okay. Yeah. All right. We get Simu back here. Simu, when you're on season two, come on back to the show. We'd love to have you again.
I wonder what kind of announcements they'll have, though. I mean, what movies would be fun to play with in a what if scenario or shows?
I feel like Eternals, there's like a lot of room to play around with because so much that happens in that movie. I feel like basically anything in Phase 4 would be just kind of fun to see how it could be remixed. Even like the newer stuff, it's like I'm waiting for the day that She-Hulk eventually can be in What If, because that will just be so much fun. I agree with it, and I think that's my biggest excitement for animation. I also, just as a huge fan of the X-Men animated series, I'm very curious to see how this continuation looks, how the style of it looks, like what the vibe kind of is, what other X-Men lore they bring in. So like those are the two things that I'm like genuinely excited for that animation panel.
Let us form a prayer circle for Kit Harington and Oscar Isaac. What if they worked at the same museum? Let us all start right now.
Adam, anything from animation you want to see? You hope to see? You think we'll see?
Oh man, yeah. Brandon, we never talked on the same podcast, have we? I have all sorts of So I will say this,
Adam,
about
you've
what
been
if.
On Phase Zero before.
I have, but not with you.
That's true.
Really? Is that
never
true?
With you. Never with
no,
you.
I think we're on the Shang-Chi episode with all of us.
I can't remember. The trivia episode.
Adam hates me, confirmed.
I don't hate you.
It's okay. I hate me sometimes.
I'm
too.
One of your reply guys, man. What are you talking about? The one What If episode I do want to see is what if Marvel Studios let Adam Barnhart write Where Monsters Dwell and the subsequent spinoff Where Monsters Dwell. Where Monsters Dwell or one of those other like horror type monster titles is perfect for animation. You don't have to spend the visual effects on kaiju and stuff. We know Elsa Bloodstone is probably maybe kind of sort of potentially coming later this year. So why not Laura Donnelly, I think? Why not have her also voice an animated Elsa Bloodstone where they go hunt these huge, you guys know the deal, all the Silver Age, Bronze Age gooms and all that over the world. So that's what I want to see. That's my pie in the sky for animation. But I think I'm going to be content with, or be forced to be content with, a What If season 2 trailer.
What if you get a What If episode with Iron Fist in it?
Oh.
What if Eternals scored 90% on Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah, things that just were never going to happen.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. All right, so that's the animation panel. I'm going to be attending the animation panel Friday. I'll be tweeting all about it. There will be articles on the site. We'll be discussing all of the footage during Saturday's Phase Zero episode, where we will also be discussing everything from the Mega Panel. So what we know about the Mega Panel is Kevin Feige is going to be there. That's the only thing they've said. Kevin Feige and special guests. There are a lot of special guests coming to this panel. A lot. This is going to be a big panel. What do we think? What do we want? What do we know? Anybody who wants to kick Adam, you're new on today's show, and possibly never on a show with me before. So, Adam, do you have any wish lists or expectations for this, for the Marvel Studios panel?
My current expectations are save for maybe some She-Hulk stuff, since that's coming out before D23. I don't think we're going to get any Disney Plus stuff. Well, besides the animation stuff. But I don't know why they would. I mean, we know the entire next year of shows, at least, and when they're going to start filming and stuff. So why announce something? You know, Echo's still filming. Secret Invasion is going back for reshoots. Ironheart's filming. Agatha's going to start filming later this year. So I don't really expect them to announce shows that are coming out in 24 and 25, unless it is, you know, the Disney Plus event. 3, 4, 5 weeks after the fact, 6 weeks, 2 months, half a year. I don't know when D23 is. So I would guess, looking back at the last Hall H panel, save for the Blade announcement at the end, you know, I think we had an inkling everything else was coming, right? Everything else had been reported by the trades. We didn't have the names. We didn't have Multiverse of Madness, and we didn't have In the Legend of the Ten Rings, and we didn't have Love and Thunder. But we knew all of those sequels were coming. I mean, we know trades have reported on Deadpool 3, Shang-Chi 2, Thunderbolts, Captain America 4. So I'm expecting subtitles or temporary logos for all of those. And that's going to carry us through 2024. You know, just four or five movies right there. So I'm not, I think there will be a big reveal. I mean, obviously we're going to get a Black Panther 2 trailer. We're finally going to see an official still of Namor. We might get like Quantumania or Marvel's or Guardians sizzle reels or something, or holiday special, maybe even. I would assume like a huge tribute or something to Chadwick too, if the Black Panther, cast is going to be there and such. But as far as surprises go, probably a big surprise at the end. Will they announce Spielberg as the director of Fantastic Four? Are they talking? Is someone in Marvel Studios legal right now signing the contracts for Reed and Sue and Ben Grimm? You know, or does that come tomorrow? Is the ink dry on those yet? Is that the big reveal? I would expect like a, I'm just rambling now. This is just my wish list. I would expect maybe a Blade cast. You know, I would expect maybe Anthony Starr as Dracula confirmed. What else? I don't know. Just the Blade cast. Because what else is there other than that? Fantastic Four might be the next movie. Captain America 4.
Captain America 4, Serpent Society.
There you go. There you go. So that is, I'm just trying to be cautious with my expectations because I think I excite myself too much and then I tweet about it and then other people tweet about it, which it excites me even more. And then I'm like, well, let's manage expectations, Adam. You know, yeah, I looked at myself in the mirror yesterday, today. I said, Adam, this is San Diego Comic-Con week. You're going to be watching a lot of live streams. You're going to be, you know, reading a lot of tweets. You need to realize they probably won't announce a Sleepwalker show. They probably won't announce Darkhawk's coming to the MCU. They probably won't finally announce the Ghost Rider Disney Plus series. You know, Charlie Cox probably won't be in San Diego. You need to be, you know, content with all this stuff.
Adam, and, that's where you're wrong. Charlie Cox is going to be there.
I hope so. I hope so. Maybe he is. I really think they're keeping that all for, I mean, ultimate dream. Kevin Feige walks out with the Save Daredevil hat, the Daredevil crew sent him. But I just think that's D23 stuff, right? Because they've already promoted that stuff. So.
Yeah, but Charlie Cox is in Echo. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
And we know he's in another project.
Yeah.
Like everybody says it and doesn't. Everybody knows it doesn't say it. So. Mm-hmm. I feel like there is double reason for Charlie Cox walking on the stage, and I'm hoping they just announce Daredevil Man Without Fear, the movie, or a new series, or a season four, or a new series. I don't know. I don't know if they're going to fully embrace Netflix shows as canon. But
see, this is the danger in my mind, Brandon. See, you're getting me hyped up, and the wheels are turning, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to pre-write this, and I need to get off phase zero right now to write these.
maybe there won't be a Daredevil announcement, but I'll bet Charlie Cox is there. I'll bet he's there. You know, people, it has. Did they ever do Hall H panels for the Netflix stuff?
No, they were Hall X or Hall Z. Yeah,
they definitely did something at San Diego when they were teasing Defenders the first time. Oh, I remember that first, for that first teaser, just being the coolest thing ever. I agree, though. I think like Charlie Cox and Ryan Reynolds for Deadpool 3 feel like two of the biggest like potential surprises that they could bring that aren't just entirely new cast members, because it's like neither of these people have ever been able to be on a Marvel Studios panel before. So I would not put it past them to have either of them walk out on stage, because I think they know the audience will absolutely lose their minds if that's the case.
And you'll be able to hear Adam no matter where in the world.
Yes. What is that shrill shriek?
Hall H erupts, and then suddenly they stop and they all look. They look east. There's nothing there but a noise
coming from Cedar Rapids. What is it?
There was an earthquake in Cedar Rapids. Yeah. Worry about it later.
Yeah. I think you put out a pretty good like kind of wish list and expectation list. I do think Blade is a very likely kind of cast comes out, director comes out, release date for Blade, Captain America 4 with a title and maybe a villain announcement. They have the director there. I do think the Black Panther trailer is going to be released in Hall H. I think it will also be released online. That'll be the only thing probably that makes it online legally. I mean, you know, somebody in Hall H is going to have their cell phone out and everybody else is going to watch it on potato quality.
Yeah.
And it'll get taken down at some point. I remember the first time, or no, I remember the times I didn't go to Comic-Con. And I would just sit there and search like Hall H leak, Hall H leak. I'd go on comic book on IGN and nobody would have it because we're professionals, so you know, we don't cover the leaks. There are no leaks. These things don't leak. Don't search leaks. What? Don't do that. I think Charlie Cox, Ryan Reynolds, they're the big ones. Maybe the villain of Captain America 4, if it's like a really cool casting, that could be a cool surprise. I think that the Disney Plus shows will be there because I remember the 2019 Hall H, they went through 3 years of stuff, and that was with Disney Plus shows and movies. And that was with D23 just about 2 months later. So that makes me think, they might actually just my initial thought was it'll be all movies and then Disney Plus stuff will be for D23. But considering they named this a mega panel, it seems like there's a chance that they will just cover everything, give us dates for all the movies through the next 3 years and give us release windows for all the shows, which of course are always subject to change. Just ask the Inhumans. Sometimes you just get completely erased beyond oblivion. And then I think that's realistic. I think titles, release dates, casting, obviously. So, I mean, that's obvious that what else would they do? I don't know. Wow. Why don't I host the show? Jenna, say something back to me.
But no, I agree with you. I think the bulk of like what the surprises are going to be are all casting related. Like that would just be my guess in terms of like, there have been a lot in the rumor mill in terms of like Agatha in particular. I know there's been so many rumors about the supporting cast of that show. And we still don't know the supporting cast of like Cap 4 and Deadpool 3 and some of these other movies that are coming down the pipeline. So I feel like bringing the ensemble casts of those projects and seeing, because like we saw like the banner for Cap 4, kind of Falcon Winter Soldier style, that had the concept art of Sharon Carter in her white costume. So it's like, is she in Cap 4? Is Bucky in Cap 4? Like maybe we'll find out that answer. So I think it'll be a thing of like showing who gets to be in all of these different projects as supporting cast. And then I also think at the same time, I hope we get a Fantastic Four or something. I hope we get, I have seen so many weird fan casts in the past couple of weeks as people have just ramped up their speculation and their theories. I have seen like, oh, Michael Cera is playing Ben Grimm and so-and-so is playing this and whatever. Just like everyone is throwing their darts at the wall, trying to see what's going to stick. And it's like, I cannot wait to be on the other side of having the Fantastic Four cast. So that is my biggest hope, is that we will get that answer on Saturday. I broke Aaron. What's
that's
up?
So tremendous. It's so unhinged. I love how unhinged that is. Only the internet. Only the internet. It's John Heater. That's who's going to be Ben Grimm. just very, very weird stuff. My only thing with this mega panel that seems to be a little bit weird is that I feel like we all like feel like there are like rules and there are things that bind, like they're not going to do any Disney Plus stuff. Like they're going to save for D23 or Disney Plus Day. They're not going to do this. They're not going to do that. But if you had asked me more than a week ago that like, oh yeah, like when are the X-Men going to get referenced in this? It would not have been, absolutely would not have been where they popped up at. And I was so hyped for Ms. Marvel just before any of this happened. And then I was like, well, that was not on my bingo card. So I feel like they're going to swing big. And it seems silly to insinuate that they would swing bigger than Charlie Cox, which you're right. I mean, it's going to be like Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania. Like if they would call him out there, like, it's going to be insane. Yeah, exactly.
Cute. you just have D'Onofrio like off in the corner, like when I was a boy, and then just absolutely loses their mind.
Oh man. Adam, what would Charlie Cox have to say like on a microphone from backstage for you to immediately know it was him?
I don't know. I'm not sure I could pick his voice out. I don't know.
Look at my forearms.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, there
that's
you go. It. Yeah, no, I don't.
Look at my forearms. You guys are best friends, right? All right. Yeah, what, you know, what's it? Yeah, you guys are best friends. So I mean, I think you should just call him right now.
Yeah.
Call me too. Let's do it. Don't tempt me. Please don't tempt me.
The comment section right now is like, call him. Call him.
Yeah.
I know someone who would pick up, but I don't want to call him.
Yeah.
Maybe off screen. But
yeah, we're gonna talk after the show. I just, before the show started, I was talking to Adam about, I'm rewatching Daredevil from the start because I really feel like we're going to get some Daredevil news, and I feel like there's going to be an opportunity to talk to Charlie Cox after the panel because there is a whole press line, and you never know who you're going to get, but if they're on the panel, they're supposed to come to the press line. They don't always, but almost always. So if Charlie Cox is there, I want to be like, yo, dude, this show's so good, and I love you, and that's my question. I'm 7 episodes back into that, but with Aaron bringing up mutants, none of us brought up X-Men, and you hit the nail on the head saying that a couple weeks ago I wouldn't have said this is where the mutants are going to be mentioned for the first time. So I would be kind of surprised if right after the Ms. Marvel finale that we just saw, there is no mention of anything X-related. Like, what if they just announced like a solo mutant movie? Who should it be?
Who do you start? Yeah, I was about to say, who do you start?
I think you just. I know there's been like speculation and rumors that like the first movie would just be called like The Mutants, and it's like I could almost see that of like in the same way that we had Eternals being this massive like century spanning thing of like all of that history. I can see you kind of giving the mutants a similar treatment because yeah, I wouldn't want the first solo like X-Men related thing to be Deadpool 3. Like I think like they need to have like a little bit more of the X lore established, like because otherwise that movie, the biggest question is going to be like, what is the explore in the MCU and like how are we figuring it out through Deadpool 3. So I hope that we get some just larger mutant related thing, but I have no idea what it would be.
Nightcrawler, the movie.
Please.
That would be great.
That's like the one mutant X-Men I care for. Anyone besides Scott Summers, please.
Oh my god, that was my number two, is give me a Cyclops movie.
Gross.
Do Cyclops right.
Young Cyclops.
What if they pull a 2013 Warner Brothers panel and they just have somebody read a script that shows you that it's going to be Avengers versus X-Men?
Oh,
and it's just like you have a script of like somebody being like, remember, Sam Wilson, it was me, Logan, who killed you and all of your friends.
There is the script in like the beginning of the like Dawn of X era where it's like while you slept the world changed, and it's just talking about like how the mutants are kind of in charge. If they read a version of that at any point, or if that was in the movie at all, I would astral plane out of the theater. Like that would be the coolest thing ever. Yeah.
That ties into probably my supreme like my headcanon. So if you go back to comicbook.com 5 years ago or whatever, when we first announced the launch of Dawn of X with Jonathan Hickman, Hickman said he specifically returned to Marvel to write X-Men because there were linear opportunities or horizontal storying opportunities that didn't exist before. And I interpreted that as either film or television. And with Hickman's recent departure from the main X-Men lore, I mean, he's doing his self-published stuff through with Mike Del Mundo, I think. But, I mean, is he on the Disney lot in Burbank, like, heading up, like, this X-Room or something? Could Jonathan – I'm not saying maybe he's going to screenwrite the things, but who better than Jonathan Hickman to at least, like, produce and get the ideas out there and in the brain work? Because there's no way they don't do the Dawn of X Krakoa stuff for the MCU X-Men. It just seems like there's no way they skip that stuff.
I totally have that theory too. Yeah.
I could see that because it seems like they are picking their pick at comic book stories that seem clearly intended to be adapted when they were written. And now they had Matt Fraction be a consulting producer on Hawkeye. Yeah. They had Jason Aaron, I think, is credited on Thor Love and Thunder. So I definitely could see Hickman doing the shift and getting involved with the MCU stories for the X-Men, which might be closer than we thought they were, which still is a few years away, but at least.
Do you think there's any like legitimacy, or you think it's interesting, those rumors about it being like a Wolverine thing where it's like
Wolverine through the ages, and each episode is a different time period, like WandaVision up until the present, that helps explain where they've been this entire time.
That would be really cool.
Like, basically, it's the multiple lives of Wolverine thing that they're doing right now in the X-books, but with time periods instead of, like, reincarnation or whatever the heck. God bless you, Jonathan Hickman. The stuff that happens in those books is so bonkers. It's so cool. Mm-hmm.
Have any of you guys listened to that Wolverine podcast?
I've been meaning to.
It's pretty interesting, and it's about, like, Wolverine is, like, confused for, like, a bear in the woods. Because he's killed people, and there's, like, claw marks, and people think, like, a bear is killing people in this Alaskan town, and it follows the detectives that believe it's a murder. And then it just starts following, you know, it kind of unravels into, like, a prophet storyline, and it's actually kind of interesting, but I could see them doing something where Wolverine's, like, hiding out and confused for a bear.
Dang. Brandon just leaked Loki season 3.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wilson, Tom Hiddleston being like, there's a bear in Alaska. I don't know why the time police are here, but let's check it out. And then it's like, oh, wow.
Well, so I was going to bring that up. I'm like, we have completely not acknowledged the idea of any other Disney Plus show getting like a new season announced. Like, we know Loki season 2 is happening. There are heavily inferred rumors about some of the other shows, but it's like, do we think that could be something that would be announced, of like, here's Moon Knight season 2, Miss Marvel season 2, Hawkeye season 2? Like, do y'all think that could possibly be a thing?
I'm almost like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little worn out on the Disney Plus shows. I could go for movies like Moon Knight. I loved Moon Knight. Loki, I'm very excited for season 2, actually, I'm not gonna lie. But, like, Hawkeye, do I need 6 more episodes, or do I just want to see Kate Bishop work with the other Avengers?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're entitled to your opinion.
The only reason you don't need 6 more Hawkeye episodes is because you actually need 12. So,
I just need the Disney Plus shows to do a little something more for me. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. I've really loved Loki, and I feel like there's been so much Marvel content with these Disney Plus shows. There are more episodes a week. There are more episodes more Wednesdays with new episodes of a Disney Plus show a year than there aren't. So I feel, I don't know, all that considered, it's like, okay, we just introduced all these heroes. Maybe it will feel a bit more rewarding when it seems like it's going somewhere, I guess, when we have a more clear picture.
There you go. I wanted to ask that too. Like, do you think we're getting whatever Avengers 5 is going to be a title or anything? No?
I hope not. Honestly, I don't want that. Like, don't tell me where it's going through a Comic-Con panel. Tell me where it's going through the story, and then give me the name of the movie after that. That's how I feel about it. Like, if Thor Love and Thunder had a post-credit scene where Doctor Strange showed up and he found Thor and Shang-Chi was there and Moon Knight was, all three of them were like, what's up, how you doing, like, whatever, and then Carl Urban walks in like, oi, crossover. Then you could give me the crossover event that is Secret Wars, the Avengers versus the Boys. But I don't, you know what I mean? I don't know. I'd be surprised but I also think, I mean, Marvel's not a reactive studio. I was going to say that there is so much heat from a lot of fans, not all the fans, but nearly all the fans, but a lot of very loud fans on social are starting to be like, where is this going? Like, Phase 4 has done so much and nothing at the same time, which I kind of agree with. Like, there's a ton of new heroes, which is really fun. Like, there's a ton of really great new heroes, Miss Marvel, Moon Knight. I mean, Owen Wilson's a great addition to the MCU as Mobius. Like, there's a lot of new stuff that's great. That said, why? So I want to understand why, and then I think maybe I'll start to have a more clear picture.
Sometimes you just got to take risks, you know? Yeah, they took risks with Guardians. I mean, Marvel's largely taken risks all along. But Phase 4 is the risk phase, right? Can you imagine the MCU starting out with Eternals? That franchise would have died in 2008. You know?
Well, that's the thing.
And that's coming from a guy who loved Eternals. I absolutely loved Eternals. But if that was the first movie to launch the franchise, dead on arrival. Hello, Dark Universe 2. You know, it's just like...
Phase 1 only had 5 movies and then Avengers.
Yeah.
Like, it was 12 and a half hours long. Mm-hmm. We are at over 50 hours of Phase 4.
Yeah.
And it's just open-ended. That's a lot.
I mean, it's how you look at the metrics. You know, if you consider Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Daredevil and the Netflix stuff. And Cloak and Dagger, you know, the hours are very similar.
Runaways.
You know? Runaways, yeah. So, I mean, it depends. I see where – I smell what you're stepping in is what I'm trying to say. But at the same time, you know, some people – we skew statistics sometimes, you know?
The thing – How do we keep, like, at least for people who say that online, I've always wondered, like, everybody continuously bleats about Secret Wars. Then we know where it's going. It's just not going fast enough. And then that's a personal taste thing than anything else. I mean, like, I don't know. I really want to see the last movie from this year before we start talking about it's not going anywhere. Because the stuff that you're hearing about Wakanda Forever and the shadowy parts of the internet that Iman Vellani no longer goes treads upon would seem to indicate that some of the things that people are asking for are coming much faster than they might do. Did I tiptoe around that, Jenna, in the classic Aaron style? Did I do a good job?
Okay, that was very good. Yeah.
Thank you. All right.
But yeah, I'm just curious of, like, because I know there was, like, a conversation about this in Comic Book Slack the other day of, like, when does Phase 4 end? We have not been definitively told. My guess is, like, you put Fantastic Four at some point in 2024 and you have that be the end of Phase 4. Like, if you don't do that, that is a missed opportunity. But I also know everything is ebbing and flowing and changing release dates. But I'm going to be very curious to see if that is a component of it, because how much more can you build to Phase 4? Like, it cannot be another 2 years of programming before we start Phase 5. I think you have to be naturally ending, like, some sort of conclusion. And then you can still, in the same panel, show us what Phase 5 is going to be.
I think the Marvels is the end of Phase 4. I think that. Ooh. I think that's probably what it's going to be.
Interesting.
I don't have anything going off of that. I don't know anything.
Okay, but still, even if that's true, it doesn't wrap up the phase the same way the Avengers did, the same way Age of Ultron did it. Age of Ultron wasn't even the last movie in Phase 2.
No.
But it still felt like a solid bookend there. The same way that Infinity War and Endgame do. Like, those feel like punctuation marks. Whereas Phase 4 right now, we've seen everything that was announced in 2019. They specifically never said, is this all of Phase 4? They never said it is. They never said it isn't. They wouldn't answer that question. Ms. Marvel wasn't announced then. Yeah. Like, this stuff, we have reached the end of that entire Comic-Con slate, even though it got jumbled around and delayed and some of the releases got switched. We've reached it. A couple of years of content. No punctuation point in sight. No bow to wrap it all up. Just going. And that's cool. I'm enjoying it. Like, hey, I'm not complaining that we're getting Marvel content. I watch Ms. Marvel. I watch Falcon Winter Soldier. I watch Moon Knight. I watch Loki. I watch WandaVision. I watch What If. I watch Hawkeye. You know, we like, it's, and I enjoy the vast majority of it. I think a lot of it's a lot of fun. But we'll see if they find a way to wrap it all up. We're going to take a quick break. We'll talk about the rest of our Comic-Con theories in just a minute.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code ODYSSEY. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Two, episode 28. Welcome back to Phase Zero, season 2, episode 28. We're talking about San Diego Comic-Con. We've covered pretty much, I think, everything that could come out of Marvel's Hall H panel in at least a way that we could possibly predict it. Of course, there could be surprises that we are completely wrong about. I feel like the general consensus here, to summarize, is that it's going to be Cap 4, The Marvels, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, Holiday Special, Blade, hopefully Fantastic Four, Daredevil, She-Hulk. Most of us think we'll get some Disney Plus stuff, which means Echo, which means Secret Invasion, Agatha House of Harkness.
I just realized, like, I know we've spoken about it when we talked about Comic-Con a lot recently. There still is no confirmation of the Werewolf by Night spooky special. like they still have not officially announced. So I would not be surprised. I would be more surprised if they didn't bring anything related to that to San Diego, because I feel like that is one of the next things that we're inevitably getting after She-Hulk. And so I feel like that is the moment to actually confirm, like, hey, this thing really exists.
I think that happens. What?
Bop, bop. It has to be. I swear. If there better be music along with whatever footage that they show. It better be a banger. That man needs to be playing that piano. It needs to be smoking.
That's why they picked Michael Giacchino.
Yeah, to direct it.
Oh god.
So I feel and Thunderbolts I think is a pretty good one. I think Thunderbolts and also one thing we haven't mentioned here. Shame on you all for not mentioning this. Where is the Nova announcement?
Nova. Oh.
Where is Nova?
Yeah.
Where is Nova?
I saw your face and was like, wait a second, we're forgetting something.
Yeah, where is this Nova series? Give me Richard Rider during the blip, saving the universe. I don't care.
He's just going to like reach down and grab your hand and pull you up on stage.
And then I'm going to wake up. Yeah. And then I'm going to wake up. So that's that. If anybody wants to talk more about San Diego Comic Con, hit us up on Twitter. You guys all feel like we covered all that?
Yeah.
Anything else? Thunderbolts. Maybe they bring out the Thunderbolts on stage. Maybe they bring out a Young Avengers or a Champions if we're getting really crazy. But we'll see. I want to talk about some non Marvel stuff for San Diego Comic Con real quick. Anything? I'm talking to Keanu Reeves, so that's cool.
Nice.
For Berserker. Oh. What do you guys got going on?
I mean, I'm just personally excited for like the Black Adam stuff and whatever they have for Shazam. Those are going to be fun, I have a feeling.
I think that's going to be cool.
Jenna, do you think we're getting Cavill? Do you think we're getting Harry?
There's always going to be theories. I feel like we won't know if Cavill is in that movie until even after that movie comes out. Like, I feel like that'll still be just like a nebulous thing. They would not tease that at San Diego, I have a feeling. But like, they're going to just hype up Black Adam and Shazam, which is more than enough because both of those movies look great.
If Henry Cavill is on stage at Hall H on Saturday morning, I still, like Jenna said, won't believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just I've been let down too many times by that panel. I have seen so many movie logos flash across the Hall H stage during a Warner Brothers panel, and seen a small percentage of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, if anybody could get Henry Cavill back as Superman, it's The Rock.
Absolutely.
They have ties together. They have managerial ties and reasons that everybody would win for them to want to work together. So if anybody could do it, it's Dwayne Johnson. But I'm so curious how the Snyder fans would react if Cavill came back, but for like the Black Adam pocket of the DCU, because it's obviously very different. I'm a fan of Snyder's movies. I'm also a fan of The Rock, and I think Black Adam looks kind of cool. Although it also kind of looks like, is it going to be good? I don't know. I am, no matter where he pops up, a fan of Henry Cavill as Superman. I'll say this. As long as they don't Thor him. Superman ain't a joke.
Good point.
I'm just saying. I know that's like the Snyder fans' worst fear.
That t-shirt thing with the no fear. Uh-huh. He cracks one joke or there's a mustache joke in there. One fear. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, DC stuff, that'll be cool. Is DC TV there at all? CW shows?
I mean, they're really just doing like Harley Quinn, I think. And like Sandman, those are the other two big DC related things. But yeah, none of the CW shows are really there.
Okay. Adam, anything you're looking forward to out of Comic-Con? Star Trek? We love Paramount. Woo!
Yeah, you know, Star Trek, Sonic 4. I can't wait.
3.
No, I'm bummed the CW is not there. Like, my big wants were Gotham Knights and, Powerpuff Girls straight to series order. I mean, that pilot's still in the works, so I can't.
Yep.
No, that was very sarcastic. I'm sorry. I was just trying to think of something, you know, to switch the topic away from the names you guys were dropping, because I can't say that because people will find me on Twitter.
Well, if you say Zack Snyder, people find you?
I don't. What'd you say?
I'm a fan of
no, I don't know. Most of my stuff is my big wants are from Marvel stuff, man. I think AMC is going to be there, and there are rumors. At one point, the network was looking for writers to adapt one of my favorite comics of all time, Black Hammer, which no one cares about since no one's ever reported on it. So maybe that's a Comic-Con announcement. I don't know. I don't know what else I'm looking for. More Hawkman. Hawkman's probably what Hawkman and Dr. Fate are one of my two favorite DC characters besides all like the demonic stuff or Dead Man. Speaking of which, that concept art that came out this week was absolutely bonkers. That's for Comic Books DC Podcast phase 0.5 or something. So I don't know what, I guess I don't know what my wishes are. A Black Hammer series. Hasbro always releases really cool Marvel Legends there. So I'm going to be watching the Marvel stream and seeing Agent M play with all sorts of cool toys I can't have until next summer.
Was Agent M in the first episode of Ms. Marvel?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was him, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that was very much him. Which brings up the point. PD, what's going on, man? When's the cameo coming? Can you drop it in the private chat? Surely it's happening.
I don't even get to host the Hall H panel. I'm never getting a cameo.
Oh, we'll get you a cameo. We'll talk to the right people.
I would play a floor mat, whatever.
I would let so. Come on, we would both let people step on us. Anyone, just step on us, rub your feet on us.
I literally played dead for The Walking Dead, so I'm not. There is nothing beneath me.
Are you? It's a big time for superstars in comics. You know, Keanu. You said Keanu's going to be there. I think Wesley Snipes and his people are going to be there for his new comic. So maybe. Maybe the next superstar comes to San Diego to announce their comic. I don't know.
Maybe. Interesting. Aaron, what you got?
Is there any chance that they released that footage from freaking Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse Part 1 that they showed off at CinemaCon this week?
I don't think Sony's really doing anything. They're not really doing a major presence or something.
So annoying.
And honestly, it'd be a bad play by Sony, so it might happen. Because it would be like it would just get drowned out. Like it would get its moment, and then immediately something would follow it because it's Comic-Con and there's so much news. So they could release that a week after Comic-Con and dominate for a few days, or they could release during Comic-Con and just compete with everything else. So be a pretty bad marketing decision, which means it'll probably happen.
Morbius 2, baby.
Yeah, let's do it.
See, I was just about to joke of like Kraven, El Muerto, Madame Web, which just got delayed. Like, bring them all there.
It got delayed. What? I've been out of pocket. Really?
Presumably, Venom 3 got pushed back too.
Really?
How can you delay Venom 3 after Venom 2 is the reason Top Gun was so successful?
Yep. Oh, yep. What?
He's done.
Yesterday was a really good day on Twitter. Yesterday was a very good day. Thanks. I do want to say thanks to our colleagues across investigative entertainment journalists. Like, investigative entertainment journalism is at an all-time high. Quick shout out to our friends at Rolling Stone. That was an incredible piece. Quick shout out to our people that got that soundbite from Mr. Sony, because it just made my day better. And you guys made my day better yesterday. So I appreciate that.
Brandon.
Nope.
You said, we're not doing that.
Nope.
We're not. Why doing not? That. Phenomenal. They did good at their job. We have to recognize people that do good at their job.
Look at this man's face. Somebody clip this for me. Send it to me on Twitter, please. That's the ultimate look of resignation. Like, no. We're not doing this. Yo, this is what I get for not being on Twitter. I had no idea about any of this until just now.
Aaron, that's why you're so happy.
Seriously. Yeah.
That's why you're so happy. That this. this ain't.
Oh. Ooh, Brad. Oh, wait, did that say call. Kevin?
Well,
Paul Saturday. Saturday? Yeah, I'm around. Come out on stage. Oh, I can do that. Play Nova? All right, you got it, bet. I'll do it for you. Give me $1. All right.
$1.
What would you spend $1 on? What flavor of gas station turnover?
I get a quarter of a gallon of gas.
Fair enough.
All right, y'all. I feel like this was our free Comic Con show. What a show it was! thank you, Adam, for joining and adding such colorful commentary and apparel to the program. I love it. I'm never gonna stop calling that because I do.
I'm
respect
starting to feel
shirt.
You're mocking my clothing.
No. See, hold on.
We're straddling the line of mockery.
No. Here's the thing. I have so many shirts like that. All right, anyway, Jenna, what you got to end the show today?
Just follow me on Twitter at @HeyIt'sJennaLynn. Go read some comics. There's always great comics, especially this week. And yeah, keep an eye on all of our stuff for Comic-Con this weekend. This is my first time going in person to San Diego, and I am terrified in the best possible way. So I'm very excited for that.
Love it. Aaron, what you got?
It's @SummonLakeHornet on Twitter. I'd like to shout out Godhood Comics. They're the antagonists series. They've been shouting it out. A lot of more, if you love The Boys, a little more mature take on comics. Their stuff is fun. It's good. I like to say I'm very sad. Dee Samero are over. I missed that while I was not on Twitter as well. And I'm like, man, the reason I like podcasting, the reason I ever even thought about doing this in any professional capacity is listening to those shows. So that made me sad. So I hope that they're both happy. They're both drinking Nutcracker somewhere, bought some water, dear God. And I can't wait to see you two and Adam at some point. I don't know when that's going to. We've been talking about that for 3 years. But I can't wait to see you two on Saturday. It's going down. We're going to have a good time. It's going to be great. Yeah. Warm it up.
Warm it up. Adam, any parting words? The floor is yours.
Nah, man. Jenna said it all. Read some comics. Defenders Beyond Number One's out tomorrow, today. Yesterday, go read. It's absolutely bonkers. It's everything I've wanted from a comic. It's Jack Kirby meets Ditko meets Al Ewing, and it's just bonkers. Absolutely bonkers. Delightful. Go read some comics. Go get some sun, but not too much sun. And some a breath of fresh air every once in a while. The streams can wait. The streams can wait. Go outside and I don't go outside, so you guys don't need to. It is funny. It is a testament. Brandon and I both drink Diet Mountain Dew, and one of us clearly works out. So
I don't know which one of us is clear about working out. I
can squat 900 pounds.
Yeah, I was going never mind. I was going to make another shirt comment, but I've made so many.
No, dude, I realize floral print shirts are easier to get for big guys. I'm fully well aware of that.
That's not where I was going.
I know I look like a sitcom character, Brandon. It's fine.
I think you look like the best dressed person on the show.
Yeah.
Oh. Now it just sounds like I'm picking on you. That's all it sounds like. And I love your shirt. I'm fixated on your shirt because I really like it. Now hold on. No. You guys talk for a second because I'm gonna go show you the shirt that I'm really excited to wear at Comic Con. So you guys talk for a second while I run and grab this, and then we're gonna end the show. So just go ahead.
My only regret is Jamie is not here to do my Ashley Simpson tap dancing with me while we waste time.
This is just the new evolution of the beef with Jim. You and Adam beefing about shirts. Oh my god!
Is someone beefing with Jim?
Who's
Brandon shirt jail?
Brandon and Jim beefed on the show from time to time. Really? Jim was in jail for a stretch of time. It was a whole
Jim
thing.
Jim is still in jail.
I've always wanted to beef with Jim, but I've always gotten afraid. But we have very similar viewpoints on everything. I don't know what we'd be for.
This is BAM!
Oh! Yeah. Awesome. That is a good shirt. That's
a very nice Comic Con Friday, maybe? Saturday?
You know what we should do? You know, after NFL games, how they swap jerseys? After Friday night, we will swap Coral print shirts. I might have to add a couple of buttons to yours.
The dude's we'll in the casino, yo! Yeah,
all right, y'all. All right, and that's our show. We will be live around 8 p.m. Pacific time on Saturday following the mega panel. To recap everything that we didn't predict and did predict, and we will pat ourselves on the back for the places we were right, and we will ignore all the places we were wrong. Mm-hmm. That's phase zero. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you from San Diego.